This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Western leaders decried the diversion of a plane to Belarus in order to arrest an opposition journalist as an act of piracy and terrorism. The European Union and others on Monday demanded an investigation into the dramatic forced landing of the Ryanair jet. The airline said Belarusian flight controllers told the crew there was a bomb threat against the plane as it was crossing through the country's airspace and ordered it to land in the capital of Minsk. Roman Pratasevich was on board. Pratasevich was a co-founder of the Telegram messaging app's Nexta channel. It played a prominent role in helping organize major protests against President Alexander Lukashenko. The Belarusian authorities have designated the channel as extremist and leveled charges of inciting riots against Pratasevich, who could face 15 years in prison if convicted. Italy's transport minister vowed Monday to establish the cause of a cable car disaster that killed 14 people Sunday in the northern part of the country. The lead cable apparently snapped, and the cabin careened back down the mountain until it came off the line and crashed into the ground. The lone survivor of Sunday's horrific incident is a 5-year-old Israeli boy living in Italy. He remained hospitalized in Turin on Monday with multiple broken bones. The Israeli Foreign Ministry said his parents, younger brother, and 2 great-grandparents were among the dead. Italian media identified all the other victims as residents of Italy. The disaster is one of the most happened in one of the most picturesque spots in northern Italy. The Motorone mountaintop overlooks Lake Maggiore and other lakes near Switzerland. This is VOA News.